وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ.
And heaven, we made it with our own power, and we have the power to do so. And heaven, we made it with our own power, and we have the power to do so.
The word musi, plural musiun, signifies one who possesses abundant power and might. It can, however, also signify he who causes expansion. According to the first interpretation, the verse means, we have built this heaven with our own power, and for so doing, we did not have to depend on anyone's help, for the task was well within our power. Since we built this heaven, why should anyone believe that the resurrection of human beings after death is beyond our power and ability? According to the second interpretation, the verse means, we created this immense universe, but that does not mark the end of our task of creation. We are constantly expanding the universe, and ever new wonders of our creation are visible almost every moment. What, then, makes you think that a great creator such as us would be unable to resurrect human beings?
وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ.
And the earth, we spread it out, and how well have we smoothed it.
وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
And of everything we have created pairs, perhaps you will take heed. And of everything we have created pairs,
everything in the world has been created on the principle of pairs. The whole universal system runs on the principle that everything matches another with which it is united, and this brings into existence a wide variety of forms and combinations. There is nothing in the world that is totally unrelated to everything else and is devoid of a match, for it is by uniting a thing with its matching partner that it becomes productive.
Perhaps you will take heed.
If one reflects and pays heed, it is clear that the matching partner of the world is the hereafter. Without the hereafter, the world would be utterly meaningless.
فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Flee, therefore, to Allah. Surely, I am a clear warner to you from Him.
وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٌ. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
And do not set up any deity with Allah. Surely, I am a clear warner to you from Him. Surely, I am a clear warner to you from Him.
Though these sentences are part of God's speech, the actual speaker here is not God, but the Prophet, peace be upon him. In other words, it is through the Prophet, peace be upon him, that God conveys to human beings the message, flee, therefore, to Allah. Surely, I am a clear warner to you from Him.
كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِم مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ.
Thus has it been in the past. Never did a messenger come to the nations that preceded them, but they said, he is a sorcerer or a madman.
أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون.
Have they arrived at a common understanding concerning this? No, but they are a people given to transgression. But they are a people given to transgression.
It is significant that for thousands of years, people of different countries and nations continued to respond to the call of prophets in one and the same manner. Obviously, this uniformity did not ensue from mutual deliberation. Instead, such uniformity of response arose from the fact that all those who rejected the call did so out of defiance and transgression. These characteristics are their common denominator.
فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ.
So turn your attention away from them. You shall incur no blame.
وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Do, however, keep exhorting them, for exhortation benefits those endowed with faith.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
I created the jinn and humans for nothing else, but that they may serve me. I created the jinn and humans for nothing else, but that they may serve me.
The point stressed here is that God created man to serve him to the exclusion of everyone else. Man should serve God by virtue of the fact that he is man's creator. Now, since God alone is his creator, what justification can there be for serving others?
مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ
I desire from them no provision, nor do I want them to feed me.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ
Surely, Allah is the bestower of all provision, the Lord of all power, the strong.
فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذَنُوبًا مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ
The wrongdoers shall receive a portion of the chastisements as their fellows of yore. So let them not rush me. The wrongdoers shall receive a portion of the chastisements.
The wrongdoers are those who commit offense against reality as well as their own nature.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ
Woe then, betide those who disbelieved in that day of theirs, which they are being asked to hold in dread.